Penguin Random House Audio presents If Our Bodies Could Talk, a guide to operating and maintaining a human body. This is the author, James Hamblin. To Sarah Yeager, John Gould, and the rest of the Atlantic. Prologue. My medical school roommate became an ophthalmologist and moved to Texas. He encouraged me to address here the most common question that people ask him in conversation when they learn his occupation. If I lose a contact lens in my eye, can it get into my brain? I laughed. He didn't. The question has lost its humor to him. There are common, debilitating eye diseases that people could be asking him about, like macular degeneration or night blindness or glaucoma, which will affect 112 million people by 2040, leaving many of them without sight. That last one resonates with me because I have it. The pressure inside my eyeball is higher than it should be. My eye won't explode, though that image does absurdly haunt me. The decline in most glaucoma is rather insidious. I'm told I won't even notice as my eyes fail, a term that doctors use commonly, unthinkingly, until we're the ones with the parts that are failing. It's more accurately the case that the pressure inside my eyes will gradually damage the dense focus of nerves in the retina in the back of my eye. I stand to lose vision at the peripheries of my field of view, and then entirely. But this won't happen for years. Which is all to say that we have our reasons for concern about our eyes, and other parts. Every one is valid. Sometimes it helps to put them in the context of other people's problems, of how bad things could be, but sometimes it doesn't. So to the question at hand, the space under our eyelids does not connect to our brains. It's a cul-de-sac that ends about halfway over our eyes. Our brains are safe from contact lenses. This anatomy is something you might have seen if you were among the 40 million...